Hi, you're listening to Small Things Often from the Gottman Institute, where we talk you through research-based tips to help improve your relationships in 5 minutes or less. Today's tip is about learning how to care for you. Have you noticed? The term self-care is everywhere these days. It's advocated by a zillion magazine articles, websites, podcasts, not to mention your mom who saw someone talk about it on TV and called you to say you should try it out. And that's good. We're glad, because they're right. Self-care is so important. And now, as we all go through the current health crisis, many of us are so overwhelmed with life's new challenges. We're often finding ourselves running on fumes, anxious, overworked, and overspent. And self-care, which was once so important, is now absolutely essential. But what exactly does self-care mean? What does it involve? How do you figure out what the care part of the term means for you? Because here's the thing. Self-care isn't just about treating yourself. It's about treating yourself well. Think about what makes you relax. What soothes you? Is it reading a mystery novel in bed before you go to sleep? Or maybe it's having a Zoom call with your best friend from college. It could be watching a rerun of your favorite series on TV, where you can repeat every word with the actors. Or going for a run in the early morning, just as dawn breaks over the horizon. Or maybe it makes you happy to declutter. If so, clean out a closet and feel the relief from getting rid of old stuff. The point is that self-care is very personal and not the same for each person. If you're having a hard time figuring out what fills your tank and feeds your soul, think back over the activities you enjoyed as a kid. What was it that made hours feel like minutes? Did you love to write? Then buy a journal and write down your thoughts or create short stories. Was it drawing and coloring? Today, there are many adult coloring books to choose from, or take a virtual painting class online. Think back and remember. Those activities are key clues to what may soothe your soul as an adult. Some moments of self-care are spontaneous, like dancing around the room and singing at the top of your lungs. But for some activities, you need to plan. Going for the run in the morning? Set out your running clothes the night before. Thinking of taking a painting course? Do research online and sign up. Take the action, and then follow through. And while you're at it, you might ask your partner how similar or different their versions of self-care are to yours. Is there something you can do together that would soothe you both? Maybe taking a canoe ride in a nearby lake, or cooking dinner together from scratch. Talk about it, share your thoughts, and see if you're able to self-soothe together. But if not, that's okay too. The point is, you'll each have more time to give to each other if you both focus on giving time and care to yourself. Today's small thing. This week, try to identify one or two activities which will help you self-soothe. Then make sure you carve out some time to actually do it. Tune into the next episode of Small Things Often for another quick tip from the Gottman Institute, helping you maintain and strengthen all of your relationships.